From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Challenge. Opportunities.
The next idea.
Education is not a mechanical system, it's a human system. It's about people.
Why is it that we can summon an Uber with just one click on the smartphone, but if your child is struggling in school, you might not find out for weeks? That is a question Brett Koff is facing head-on with the classroom communication app that he helped to design. It's called Remind. For this MSU grad, the growing success of Remind is especially satisfying because it was born out of his own struggles in school. Brett Koff is here with us now via Skype. Welcome to The Next Idea, Brett.
Thanks for having me.
You're an MSU grad, but you grew up in Illinois. Tell us a little bit about your time growing up in school and some of the struggles you had.
I guess I like to tell people that I started Remind when I was in fifth grade, but that's a blatant lie. The truth is I was diagnosed with a bunch of learning disabilities in fifth grade, and I spent years really struggling in school growing up in northern part of Chicago. When I hit high school, I had this teacher named Miss Whitefield who really changed my life, and my parents were really involved in my education. And so what I realized is it's not that Miss Whitefield taught me how to be great at math or science or reading. She instilled really meaningful values in me and how to be a good person. And my parents really cared about me getting a good education. And so later in life, when I started Remind, I thought, wow, if we can give every kid a Miss Whitefield, or if we can give them 10 Miss Whitefields, what does the world look like?
Before you found Miss Whitefield, how did those struggles affect the way that you thought of yourself growing up? I mean, there's not a kid in the world that wants to bring a bad report card or a bad test paper home to mom and dad.
Yeah, you know, it was really hard. I felt not smart. I have pretty low self-esteem from it, and I wasn't very confident. I'm definitely more confident now. And it was really difficult, but thankfully my parents knew that I had certain gifts, and they sort of kept pushing me. So there was a small group of people who really cared. And it's not that I was necessarily ashamed about it, like I didn't try. So I would come home with average to below average grades, but I worked really hard at them. And that was the most frustrating thing, is when you try so hard and you really do have good intent, but unfortunately the outcome does not prevail the way you want. So that happening in a repeated cycle started to really kind of wear at my confidence until I got to high school. And when I met Miss Whitefield, that's when things sort of started to change and switch.
What did she do? What was the secret sauce that Miss Whitefield used in kind of changing the way you approach school?
You know, that's a funny thing. I mean, if she were on the call right now, and we should get her on the call next time, because she's the one fighting the real battle. She just really cared, and she was incredibly patient with me, and I really believe that she believed in me. You know, with my disabilities, one of the things that was hard for me in school was comprehending a lot of information quickly in an auditory standpoint. And so if I would hear something without visually seeing it, I was not able to comprehend it, where, I don't know if you want to call it a normal person, but someone without disabilities can hear a recording and they can just comprehend that and spit it back out. I just wasn't able to do it. She was not only patient with me, but she adapted to the style of learning that I needed, which was different from other kids. And she was just really patient. And slowly, slowly, that would just start to build my confidence. It's almost like I had a business partner going at my homework. Like, it wasn't just me alone. And she would never answer the questions for me. But when I would get frustrated, she would just say, like, okay, like, let's just go at it again. Let's just take some time and keep at it. And what ended up happening is my grades would start to improve. But more importantly than my grades, my confidence and the way I was feeling about myself started to improve and get better. And therefore, my grades improved. And that's, I think, the true sign of a successful teacher is not necessarily only grades going up. Sometimes I think that's the only scorecard we use, but it's not the only one. It's that as a human being, I was starting to grow and learn and get more confident and hopefully be a productive member of society when I started to get older.
And you came to Michigan State University. And why did you come to study agricultural economics?
Oh, why? That's a funny question. So, I mean, I went to MSU because I had a bunch of cousins who lived in East Lansing, and I just felt really comfortable there. And I didn't go directly into ag economics. I mean, funny thing, I actually failed economics. I remember Charles Ballard, if he's listening to this.
Dr. Ballard, we have him all the time on Stateside.
Oh, great. Okay, so let me clarify something. He is an incredible professor. Like, he took extra time with me, and he tried to explain the elasticity of demand, but I could not, for some reason, understand economics, and it was just really hard for me. So I actually had four or five different majors at Michigan State trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I went through marketing and the business school and economics, and I ended up with agriculture because I knew that people would always have to eat. At a basic level, I knew that there would always be a demand for food. I was really interested in how the supply chain of that food was delivered. Like when a chicken lays an egg, how the heck does it get to the grocery store and onto my plate? And that allowed me to learn about all those things and have some great internships. And I learned a lot about management during those internships. But it also gave me the opportunity to explore starting companies, which in the end, I realized was my life's work. And that's because I like building things. Little did I know at the time, but I like building things that solve problems for a lot of people.
And certainly the company, Remind, the app and company that you co-founded with your brother David, is doing exactly that. Tell us about the app.
Remind is a messaging platform that connects teachers, students, parents, and administrators safely over any device. I started it because I truly did want every kid to have their version of Miss Whitefield. They're using it for a variety of things now. Teachers will use it for motivational messages, reminders. If a kid is failing school, usually Remind is the place where the teacher will message the parent on. We even have students messaging teachers at 7 o'clock at night, taking pictures of their homework assignments and asking for help on it. So it's really a safe, efficient environment where they can communicate, and it works over any device. So we really believe in access. Remind operates in the lowest income districts in the United States. We have 3 out of 10 Title I teachers, meaning they receive funding from the government, actively using the product. And we really care about that. So when I say access, the product works over mobile apps, a website, and text messaging. Even if the student or the parent doesn't have a smartphone, it will work over a feature phone. And we felt like that's important because our vision is to give every student an opportunity to succeed. And that would inherently be impossible if it didn't work over every device and every platform. Today, Remind supports over 20 million active teachers, students, and parents. We'll send over 5 billion messages a year. And about 40% of the United States teachers are actively using the product.
And that's in how many years? When did you actually launch the company?
In 2011, and it's been growing very quickly.
And when I think about what it must be like for your parents who worried their way through school with you as you were trying and you weren't getting the kind of grades that your work should have produced, it has to be a really special thing for them seeing what you're doing for all these other families.
And they were actually the earliest investors in our company. When I was going back and I was saying how naive we were, they were the first ones to put up a little bit of money out of their own pocket, which at the time, in retrospect, looking back, was just crazy, but they did it. And I think they're happy about that. But more so, like you said, I think they're happy to see the outcome with millions of students and parents being impacted by the product.
What grades and levels does Remind cover?
Every grade you could imagine. We support preschool, kindergarten through fifth grade, 6 through 12, and even higher ed. We have thousands of community colleges and universities using us as well. I'd say our sweet spot is definitely grade 6 through 12. And one thing I should clarify, from what I know, third graders don't have phones yet. At least I hope not. So in K-5, it's usually teachers communicating with parents.
And is it something that the school and the district decide we want to bring this in, or can the push to get Remind come from parents and kind of from the ground up?
Yeah, it can really come from anywhere. Usually the way we grow is a teacher will find out about it from another teacher. I believe that's the best type of marketing. It's word of mouth. And they'll sign up in 2 minutes. The product's very simple, which is actually one of our company values because teachers are busy and we never want to create more work from them. We just want to deliver value quickly. And they sign up and they can invite students and parents really quickly. And what ends up happening, the product starts to scale very, very fast. And then we've started to roll out products for administrations at the school and district level so that every constituent in that organization has the features and the product that they need.
What would you say to young people in Michigan who are facing challenges like you did in school and to their parents? How do you hope Remind can make a difference?
Well, I mean, our scorecard is one day hopefully helping teachers eliminate the 8,000 kids that drop out of school every day, which means that we have a long way to go. We've had some modest success, but we have a long way to go. from a student perspective, I hope that they do something that makes them happy and have the time to explore whatever that may be. You know, I think oftentimes people think about college as just a place to go to classes and learn. But just like for me with Miss Whitefield in high school growing up, it wasn't necessarily the learning how to add or learning how to subtract or learning Pythagorean theorem. It was the experiences I had. And so I hope that they have really great experiences in schools and internships, and they join clubs because that's when they learn about themselves.
Well, certainly her encouragement lives on in this app that you helped design called Remind. We've been talking with Brett Koff, who is the co-founder and the former CEO of this educational messaging app, Remind. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Brett.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.